John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Turkey.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Life, I just picked me a plum.
You know the demo of this show.
Is that
from
Bennett?
From the womb to the tomb.
You came.
Well, we were talking about herpes before.
Gonorrhea and herpes.
Good chance to mention that we're selling our Ron Mexico shirts again at DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Many of you might not remember that was the alias that Mr. Vic used when he was going to get his herpes medication.
But he gave that chick herpes.
Right.
That chick, man. So you can't get a camera pregnant, man.
I swear to God, Jack.
Well, how bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Thank you. That was very funny.
Thank you, Big E. And now here's Big B. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Your diet soda is trying to kill you. At least that's the way it appears from various news reports today. A new study says if you drink more than one diet soda a day, you increase your risk of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes by 45%.
Please, I would be 6 feet under.
I would think so. The study.
I swear to God, yeah,
I heard this.
I drink that like water. I drink my diet soda.
I heard this. I watched this actually last night. This story, and you know what? What next? What are they going to tell us next?
Let me help you debunk this story.
All right,
if
okay,
I may.
Thank you.
Study says it's the same elevated risk you'd have by drinking more than one regular soda a day. But the study may be seriously flawed. For one thing, scientists cannot tell yet what it is about soda that might cause this increased risk. For another, maybe heavy soda drinkers make poor judgments about what they eat. Do you have your diet soda with a turkey wrap or a quarter pounder?
Yes.
In other words, all this media hype about the dangers of soda pop may just be hype.
Good.
Botulism in canned food, on the other hand, this will try to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
The toxic bacteria has turned up not only in the canned chili sauce we mentioned last week.
Oh, no.
But in lots of other canned foods from Castleberry. Including the stuff they make under other labels. We're talking about 90 different products, including, once again, dog food.
Chris Castleberry.
And did I read or did I just dream that Dick Van Patten's dog food was recalled?
You read that. It is true.
It's this time, right?
He was also involved in that tainted dog food.
Wow. But I don't think it was from before. I think it was from this time. It's a new one.
All I know is that that is a true story, that they did have to do a recall for Dick's food.
John?
Yes, it was not part of the tainted food. It is part of this botulism scare.
So the latest batch.
You didn't dream it. It's real.
Don't dream it, be it.
That was a real great dream, too.
How did that dream end after you had the dream about him?
My butt was bleeding.
As usual.
Yay.
I was
wearing a Michael Vick jersey. And I said, whoa, this jersey stinks.
You were wearing a Michael Vick jersey, and that's all you were wearing.
The FDA says the recall of products canned by Castleberry is, quote, an urgent public health matter. At least four people have already been made seriously ill. Quoting an FDA spokesman, this is big. These products can hurt people.
That company you're talking about, Castleberry, is not to be confused with Cadbury.
No.
Another fine company that hopefully will have nothing tainted.
They make the candy eggs that are perfect.
The cream eggs.
Mm-hmm. The FDA
it's not cream.
Exactly.
Yum.
The FDA spokesman says these have to be off store shelves and consumers have to discard what they have. It's the first canned food botulism outbreak in the U.S. in 30 years.
You know, when they were talking about this initially, they were saying one of the first products to be taken off shelves was chili sauce for hot dogs.
Right.
That's a product I have never seen. Well, nor used, but it sounds gross to me.
It's chili, and you run it through a blender so it's kind of liquidy, and then you pour it over your chili dog.
Chili sauce.
Uh-huh. Isn't it enough just to put chili on your chili dog?
Yeah. That's how I prefer
I like regular chili. Yeah. No, chili sauce.
Chili sauce is something I get on a very hot day when I get home and peel my underpants off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Rob's new book, of course, will be called Chili Sauce and Jellyfish.
It's wonderful. I also like to run my hot dog through the blender. Everything. The roll.
A good idea, really.
Make myself a nice
no
tall,
fiber.
Tall glass.
Oh, speaking of blenders, John, I did see that thing that the iPhone in the blender.
Oh, the video on YouTube.
That and I like John's response, which was just...
I thought the dogs were back.
Now, John is a big fan of those YouTube all that stuff in the blender thing. Mm-hmm. And since I've got an iPhone,
yes.
And apparently, according to John, unlike everyone else in the world, I don't have a problem with my iPhone.
Right.
It really bothers him. John loves coming in every day and give me the latest report that, you know, someone says they can get your information if you go into a Wi-Fi hotspot.
What did he say to you exactly when he gave you the report the other day?
In Montana.
Let me just follow up on this. Sure. So then, I'm sorry. I have obviously tested your patience.
No, not at all.
So go right ahead.
No, I said sure.
No. But you said that. I know you, Buzz.
No, there was no tone.
No. There was. I apologize.
I apologize.
No, go ahead.
In Montana, 60.
All right, so the thing is, I'm just effing with you.
Come on.
No. John doesn't like iPhones, and he doesn't like iPhones because I've got one. Right. But we both share a love of that YouTube thing, stuff in a blender. So he was thrilled to call me up and say, "Have you seen the guy destroying the iPhone in a blender?
Is it a good one? Did you see that one?
They're all good.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are good. Some of them are better than others.
I've never seen one that has disappointed, something in a blender.
I have
YouTube.
Not seen the iPhone. I want to see
the
that.
The best one I just put up is wife in a blender.
And you went the whole way. I thought it was just wife's hand.
No, it's the whole thing.
The whole wife.
It's a long one.
All right, now what do you want?
I'm sorry to interrupt with this, but in Montana.
Speak or hold your peace.
66-year-old Jack Hines says he found a deep-fried mouse in his bag of Lay's barbecued potato chips.
Who he?
Frito-Lay says it's investigating this unsubstantiated claim. The company sent a representative to Montana to fetch the bag, the chips, and the mouse for examination in a lab. The photo they've seen of the mouse left them, and I quote, skeptical. Quoting Jack, "Good thing I seen it. I got it all the way up to my mouth. I felt the fur. I brought it back down and just looked at it and threw it behind my back." One thing that's not trying quite so hard to kill you is driving. Last year, traffic deaths in this country fell to their lowest level in 5 years. Nearly 900 fewer families got that dreaded phone call. And we're getting better mileage. The rate of deaths per mile has hit an all-time low. The reason, say experts, is twofold. One, tougher law enforcement. And two, better safety features on cars. The news not so good for motorcyclists. Those deaths are up to a new high, especially among older riders. And experts expect that number to get even worse. Drunk driving.
Michael Mara.
Vroom, vroom.
Drunk driving deaths, meanwhile, stayed about the same.
Joe Ardinger.
I'm going home. I'm tired.
Starbucks raising its prices again next week. Coffee, lattes, and other drinks are going up at Starbucks, this time by an average of 9 cents a cup.
But they're so reasonably priced.
Starbucks says the prices on milk and other products are skyrocketing.
Do you realize, I mentioned this the other day, but from what I pay to get my Starbucks coffee every day,
right,
I could afford to feed starving children in third world countries.
That's right.
So then why don't you give your coffee up then and go ahead and do that?
Mike, I'm like Rachel Ray.
gotta
have my coffee.
Mm-hmm. I love it when she you see that commercial where she slides into the Dunkin' Donuts and she says, "Hi, new guy."
Have you seen the new one where she goes like a fantabulous?
Yeah, when they have the Secret Service agents that go out and get her coffee. Because she's so busy, she won't remember to drink her caffeine.
This is the second price hike in less than a year at $5. In October, prices went up about a nickel a drink. Since Starbucks sells about 35 million cups a day, we're talking about billions of dollars a year.
I would like to see Rachel Ray naked.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I wouldn't mind looking at her. I'd like to size her up.
She's got a little, but she's also got Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa.
She got no boobs?
She's got no boobs at all.
Forget it, then.
Got no boobs and little T-Rex arms.
I like that in a woman.
Who's your daddy?
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
Right?
Also weak arms.
T-Rex arms.
Yummo! Here's the story John was taunting you with. Apple has always been very proud of the fact that its computer products are less susceptible to attack than Microsoft. But some British hackers say they figured out how to get into your iPhone. They're the hackers.
Oh, dear.
And steal your personal information, including your call history and text messages.
Now, is this not the same theory? Correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
If you bring a laptop into a Starbucks, being a Starbucks.
Right, with Wi-Fi.
If you go to any place that's a hotspot, someone else can steal your stuff, right?
Unless you have a firewall and all the other security things you ought to have on your laptop.
Right, and haven't I also read stories about people actually driving through neighborhoods and sitting in front of someone's house.
Uh-huh. Just to get their wireless?
Yeah, with their laptop. What's the difference between that and this thing with the iPod?
Because you can't install a firewall. You can't install a firewall in your iPhone. You can install one in your laptop. That would be the main difference. Complete and total access is what these hackers got in the mobile phone of the future.
I think you're going to be okay here.
The hackers say they can
me
make...
Me too. It's the best thing for me. I never go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only place I ever go is either here or home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you're safe.
So there's not a chance anybody's going to hack me here.
If you'd been with me on my most recent vacation, you might not have wanted to take that iPhone on the auto train.
Why is that?
Because they could probably steal your information there. It's okay. Confined space.
Because everybody's
know?
Got the... Yeah. So the train has Wi-Fi?
Right. Incidentally, you know what I forgot to tell you about the auto train? Right. That when Carla was on the auto train and took a little smoke break down in the smoking compartment,
yeah.
She saw two girls down there, like 27, 28 years old.
Yeah.
They were smoking a doobie.
Wow.
Was the smoking...
And they offered it to her.
Was the smoking car.
She ran away. She ran away. I said, that was smart. Way to go, Rachel Ray.
The hackers say they can make long-distance calls through your iPhone at your expense. They say they can even turn it into a device to spy on you. It's all about the iPhone's wireless internet system, and the hackers say they cracked it in a matter of 2 weeks.
You know what? All you pricks are jealous. That's all
yes,
I can
are.
Say.
Deeply
all
jealous and John? Resentful.
Talking to you, John.
I know I'm jealous.
Right, resentful, jealous prick. My iPhone is great.
Apple says it takes this very seriously and is looking into it. Our latest Parents of the Year nominees when we continue.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.